what I would say is that it is very encouraging to see funding on such large amount of funding for the first time in a very long time being announced for our islands. And but I have to say I was somewhat disappointed that some of the roads that the islanders had been working and hoping to see financed were not in the list of this round of funding. I've been in contact with Minister Joe McHugh's office, and I have been told that hopefully in the near future that these roads will see some money forwarded in the roads to a standard that they need to be at, and especially if you look at the Lighthouse Road out to Armour and to Tory, the Ballard Road, and a number of other roads that desperately need funding, even though that some of them are and some of them aren't county roads, but these roads are used by locals, and if we're trying to promote tourism within the islands, these roads need to be fixed on health and safety grounds. But I would also go on to say, as though it is very encouraging to see this funding, I would be asking other politicians to focus more on working with the island community instead of trying to jostle who gets to announce funding first. This is not about the individual politician. This is about the islanders, and I would ask them to park their egos and work closely with the island community. And I would again congratulate Minister Joe McHugh on this announcement.
But nevertheless, you are hopeful and confident indeed that with collaboration between the local politicians and communities that more funding can be attained.
Well, at the end of the day, Donegal is a small enough community when it comes to population, and I think we all need to be working together. I believe that when everybody sits down at the one table, honestly, things can happen and change can come about. But this needs to be singing from the one hymn sheet. This needs to be everybody singing from the one hymn sheet and not trying to outdo the other solely in the interest of ego.